I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Armando Espinosa Prieto and Craig Johnson. They are directors of the Metamorphosis Documentation Project. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
So we have had you on the air in a kind of ongoing way for years, in which you have been basically doing projects in Latin America that bring out local traditions and syncretistic traditions where indigenous and kind of Catholic traditions come together. Am I getting it right?
Well, yeah. You know, it all started because of that, because of our interest in mixed cultures, in mestizo culture. So, yeah, you're right saying that.
So you are actually going to be screening a film tomorrow afternoon called La Festividad de los Muertos, which also has a Zapotec name. Let me see if I can get it right. Lanistetugul. How do you say it?
Lanistetugul.
Lanistetugul, which means the Festival of the Dead, right. La Festividad de los Muertos. What is this all about?
Well, it's about the Day of the Dead celebrations in a village, a Zapotec village in Oaxaca, in Teotitlan del Valle, that we're very familiar with because we've done other projects there. But it's the way they celebrate on the Day of the Dead, and it's a two-day celebration, although really it takes almost 3 weeks because of all the preparations involved, which are part of the ritual, to welcome the dead the right way. There is this feeling or belief that if you don't treat the dead well, you are in jeopardy, you know. So they make a big effort to celebrate the dead. Like one person told me, they're here all the time. On that day, we give them a big party. And that's a very Zapotec way of looking at death. Since ancient times, the Zapotec have buried the dead under the floors of their houses. So they live with the dead. Almost literally.
Do they still do that?
No, they don't do that. In colonial times, because you had to be buried in the cemetery because you were baptized, and then for hygienic reasons, the people way out in the country that were still doing it, as modern times came along, they buried everybody in the cemetery. But they do believe that their dead are with them all the time.
How old are these Day of the Dead celebrations? They predate Spanish colonialism.
Oh, of course, they do.
There was a cult to the dead in the Zapotec culture way back when, before the Spanish came. And the actual tradition has changed, the date of it has changed, and a lot of the ritual involved has changed because of the Catholic influence when the Spanish came in. But a lot of the ritual itself predates the Spanish coming and definitely has that past.
Can you tell, I mean, when you are down there filming, and it's such an interesting film because some of it is in Zapotec language, some of it is in Spanish language, you get a feeling of people having done this for a very, very long time. But can you trace what you are seeing in the present day to its pre-colonial roots? I mean, do you work, for example, with archaeologists who know that kind of thing?
No, but we've done quite a bit of research, and we have talked to archaeologists. But, you know, there is one thing that they do that it's definitely a part of their pre-Columbian tradition, and is they do offerings of alcohol, beer, or mezcal, right on the floor of their houses.
Right.
And that's because they were buried under the floor in ancient times, and they still do it that way because the offering goes right to the floor. Most important than the physical aspects, because everything has mixed so much with Catholicism, most important than the physical aspects is the conceptual way in which indigenous cultures look at death and the destiny of death, of the soul when they die. You know, there is no heaven, hell, purgatory in indigenous thought there never was. There was different destinies, and even the realm of the dead was a pleasant place because of the skull iconography. The Spanish called it the Indian hell, but you know, they don't believe in that. They believe in, you know, that the dead are there. They believe that they can talk to the dead, that they are really present. So in that way, the Day of the Dead is the day that the dead come and visit to celebrate with the families, to share food, to share drink, to share life. And another peculiar thing is because there is not that model of heaven, purgatory, and hell, all the dead come. Not only the ones that in Christian mentality went to heaven, you know, even the ones that in Christian mentality went to hell also come.
So that scoundrel uncle and...
Yeah. You know, everybody comes, and everybody has to be treated with respect. But another important aspect of Day of the Dead in that community and a lot of traditional communities in Mexico and in many parts of Latin America is the fact that all families celebrate it, not only the ancestors, but all family, and you visit your family members and honor their dead, and also you visit the family by spiritual kinship, by baptism.
So your godparents.
Your godparents, your children's godparents, all that, it's a big celebration of family, you know, and family goes beyond blood.
The Day of the Dead that you film, would you say that it's a happy occasion or a sad occasion or some of both? I mean, there was definitely the sense of grief and loss that was there.
You know, they look at it really both ways. They, almost, at least the people that talked with us and the way that you see it, it's very solemn. And it's considered sad because they haven't seen them and they have all of the memories. And when they're welcoming them, they consider it that first of the 24 hours, it's a sad time. And there's a lot of sort of melancholic remembrances. There's a lot of people that are talking about when they're visiting family members and talking about the dead from that family and remembering them. And at the same time, it's considered a celebration. And they do, at the end of the 24 hours, as they say goodbye to them, they say it in a festive way where it then turns into a party, not organized on a big scale, but everybody basically goes to the cemetery and to the tombs of their dead, and they eat with them and drink with them, and there's music, and it's a more of a party atmosphere at the end.
What's it like for the children who are, of course, as all children, kind of struggling to understand death?
Well, there is, in the film, there is a few places where we tried to show, or they allowed us to show, how children are taught. And one of the mechanisms of teaching children within the cultural context is that the children with their parents create a small altar, an altar for the dead children of the family, and that the dead children's souls are supposed to arrive the day before. And they come first, and then they make these special altars, and the children participate in making the special altars, and they make little tamales, and they make little chocolate, and everything small they put for the children in the children's altar, and that's one of the ways that the children learn.
One of the other things that's just is very evident there is that the whole event, the whole happening, makes it so that children, as they become aware of what death might mean or you have questions about it, have the opportunity to ask and to be present for that whole time. So that children, you don't wait till a certain age to tell them about death and to explain to them what it is. It happens as soon as they become aware of it, because once a year the whole family is going through that process, and as soon as that child is old enough to start asking questions, the explanations start. So they become much more familiar with the whole process of death and what it means culturally and personally from the age to which they're able to start understanding it.
And also, when we started working, everybody would say, you have to talk about the pecan game, because they share pecan as nuts in the altar and give them to one another, but the children are given nuts, and they play with them. The day the dead are leaving, no, the day after the dead left. But that creates this happy memory on the children, because they get together with their cousins, with all the family members. All the kids get together and play, probably to give parents a break that have been partying for 2 days. You know, but all these children and adults have this happy memory of them as children during Day of the Dead, because they play these games. So that also, you know, all the kids are looking forward to Day of the Dead, because they'll get together with all the other kids and celebrate in their own way.
The offerings on the altars, we're talking about the film La Festividad de los Muertos, which is screening tomorrow at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium. The altars are full of fragrant flowers, bread, chocolate, and all kinds of offerings that are very delicious and tasty, with the idea that the spirits of the dead can, on some level, experience those smells and tastes and everything like that. Do the people, when it's all over, eat them, or what happens?
Oh, yeah, everything gets shared. You know, everything gets shared. I say that it's a festival of cultural cohesiveness, where abundance gets shared with full hands. Everybody gets to take things. Nothing gets rotten on the altar. Maybe right. Some of the bread, because there's so much bread that gets offered. But all the fruits get eaten. You go visit somebody 3 days after Day of the Dead, and they go to the altar, and they grab a couple of fruits and give them to you, you know. Right. So everything does get shared.
I would think probably the only thing that doesn't get shared is there's also, at the time when the dead arrive, the altar will already be basically ready. But then they'll bring in plates of a single plate of specific food that the dead person that was closest to maybe the grandfather or grandmother or whoever liked best.
Right.
So those specific plates of whatever it is, if it's tamales or if it's mole, will be placed there at that time. And that's just a single plate, so that might not end up going anywhere.
You know, and it's incredible the amount of fruit, and not only gets put in the altar, but when the visits, a family come to visit your dead at your altar, and you give them chocolate, you give them bread, and before they leave, you give them a big bag of bread, and you give them a big bag of fruits and nuts, and they take it home, and they have to go home, leave that, grab their own bread, grab candles and grab flowers to go to the next house to visit. And person by person, it's like a network that happens organically.
So as you say, it really has a social function of bringing people together, and maybe people who were a little mad at each other, that will be dissolved when you make an offering of food to your friends or whatever.
But you only go visit your family members by blood, or by
right.
baptism.
I think it's more than resolving issues. I think it's really cementing ties.
Yeah.
When you are there and you sense it, and people come, and they may only stay for 20 minutes or half an hour when they're doing a visit, but the conversation is just a personal feeling conversation, talking about their relationship with the person that, you know, from that family who's visiting. And those things, you know, really may maintain ties and cement them, rather than.
Now, how many of these have the two of you witnessed in the process of making this film?
Well, how many celebrations?
Yeah, Days of the Dead.
Well, this is the twice in Teotitlan. One many years ago, and then this one. Many years ago, we went through the whole visits, and we went to different houses and saw the preparations, saw everything. And this time we just filmed it. But
and they were fine with that.
Oh yeah, no. Actually, because we work with the museum committee from the local community museum, this museum committee was incredible.
No, we have that history with that community where we did another project with them, the La Danza de la Pluma, and
right.
that was also in collaboration with the museum committee of the local community museum, and that project. At every level, we were very satisfied with it, and they were extremely happy with it. We did a permanent exhibit in their museum, and left them the movie to be able to sell in the museum. And they really loved the movie, and they really realized, you know, how we work and what the results were as far as expressing what their culture and their traditions were like, and they're very proud of their culture and their traditions. So when we came this time, and there was a good museum committee, because that changes every 2 years, but this time there was a real good museum committee, they
very
supported
proactive.
Us 100%. They were going to families to get us to come in to visit, and people, when we interviewed them, which you'd see, were very comfortable. They have a history of oral traditions, so they're good at telling stories to start with. But they were very comfortable with us in front of the camera. It really showed that the community already knew us and was...
Also, in this project, we started doing what we will do in the next project, which is an apprenticeship program, where we ask the community to identify two young people in the community, in this case was two young guys, that to help us out and be apprentices and learn, however fast and crazy, how to do it so they can document their own traditions.
Right.
And that also puts the older people being interviewed more at ease, because you have somebody from the community working. The interviews of the elders were fantastic. They really... And you know, from the elders, the most important thing they wanted to convey was the certainty that the dead do come, the certainty that you have to treat them well, or else.
Yeah, there was. We won't ruin the film, but there was one of those "or else" moments.
but that's very important. They are certain, and actually, we have experienced it. It's. The first time we went there for Day of the Dead, we were at a family's house. In the film, some of the elders talk about the signs that the dead give you, that they have arrived, that they're here. And we were with this family, and we were with the husband and the wife that were our friends, and his father. And we were talking. The altar was away from the table. A solid altar full of bread, full of flowers, and they wedge the flowers in between the bread as the offerings get placed. And it was a wall of bread with wedged flowers sticking out. Our friend's mother had died, and his aunt arrived, and she was crying, and they were talking about the signs she had agreed to give to let him know that she was there.
Because this was the first year she was coming back to visit.
Yeah. And we're sitting there. And
so wait a minute. Before she died, she said, when I'm dead, I'm going to give these signs.
Yes. Yeah.
And now she's dead and they're waiting for the signs.
Yeah, yes. And we're sitting there waiting for the signs. And all of a sudden, a bunch of the flowers that were wedged halfway in that wall of bread falls to the floor like somebody pulls it. And everybody started going, oh my God, she's here,
Mother
she's
is here.
Here.
The breads didn't move, nothing else. Just
they got really emotional, and this was feet away from us. Nobody from the table could have done it. And they got really emotional. This was on the second day in the afternoon. At 3 in the afternoon, the dead go back to the cemetery. So this was maybe at 2. And then we had bottles of beer in the center of the table, because they offer you beer when you arrive. And there were like 9 bottles, and the center bottle fell over and knocked the other bottles out.
Now, was that the agreed sign?
I must have been, because they went, oh yeah, this is it, this is it. And then the bells start ringing, meaning that
the church bells
are leaving. Yeah, yeah, the church
they
bells
stop ringing.
Stop ringing, because the bells ring for 24 hours non-stop. So they stop ringing, and then she was no longer there because she left. So everybody quiet down, and the rest of the family came in, and they served dinner. And
then went to the cemetery.
Now, these are traditions that people believe in. We're talking about the film La Festividad de los Muertos, and one can also imagine that as time goes on, and if life modernizes and things like that, that those will fade away, or they will become something where people are really going through the motions rather than putting their whole hearts and souls into it.
You know, that's happened a lot in the larger cities in Mexico and in the United States, where there's not that small community and culture, and it has become in many ways more of a social event and a big party in the streets.
Exactly.
Where that's not the roots of it. And things do change, so that, you know, I don't think there's any way of necessarily stopping that, but...
But you've got the documentation.
Well, and in that culture, like in that place, it would be a long time before it changes.
Well, what I say about that, and I say in the talk, I was trying to find it, to read it to you, but I couldn't find my glasses. So, is that the modern world has thrown those very traditional, faraway communities out into the modern economies. So a lot of the magic involved with those events, it has broken the spell of tradition in a way, you know, with roads, TV, radio, immigrant workers, and it's more secular and less magical than it used to be. But still, in small communities, it's less homogeneous like we know it in the diasporas, Mexican diasporas in the U.S. or in Latin America, or in the big cities. You know, it's more about family, it's more about sharing that time than it is to party. And
other things happen, like, for instance, there's one family that we were working with who was, he was on the museum committee, an older gentleman, and during that time, there's a daughter and grandson who were living in Santa Ana in California, where there's a large expatriate community there. They came back for like 3 weeks to be there for Day of the Dead, and the kid was 4 or 5 years old, but mom wanted him to experience that whole thing there. So they do really have attempts to maintain that culture.
The film is called La Festividad de los Muertos, and the Zapotec name is La Noche de Tugul. It's by Craig Johnson and Armando Espinosa Preto, directors of the Metamorphosis Documentation Project, and it's screening tomorrow, the 30th of October, at 2 o'clock at New Mexico History Museum Auditorium, sponsored by the Museum of International Folk Art, and it's free for seniors. And
it's free with the museum admission, and for free for senior New Mexico seniors
New
on
Mexico
that day.
Seniors.
Okay. And children under 16.
Well, we want to thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe and for continuing to do this amazing work.
Thank you very much for your show.